Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is a surah that comes after Surah Al-Rahman. And before Surah Al-Rahman comes Surah Al-Qamar. This is all in the 27th juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qamar, He talks about some of the previous nations. And He talks about their affairs in the Akhirah. In Surah Al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about what He has offered us, His blessings and His ni'mas. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the affairs of those people who will go into Jannah. The next surah after that, in Surah Waqi'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides the people on the Day of Judgment into three different groups. So everyone is going to be divided into three different groups. The very first group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. There is a group of people who are going to be on the right side. As the ulama, they mentioned that these are the people who will receive the Book of Deeds in their right hand. As I just recited in Surah Al-Haqqah, that these are the people that when they receive the book of their book of deeds in their right hand, they will go around telling people, "Ha umqra'u kitabiya, read this book of mine. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I was aware, I was conscious of the fact that this is a day that you and I will have to stand for. Fahuwa fi 'eeshatin radiya fi jannatin 'aliya. These people are going to be in Jannah. Then the second group of people, wa ashabul maymanati ma ashabul maymana. There is a group of people, wa ashabul mash'amati ma ashabul mash'ama. Then there's a group of people who are going to be on the left side. These are the people who are going to receive their book of deeds in their left hand. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa amma man utiya kitabahu bishimali fayaqulu ya laytani lam uta kitabiya. I wish this day would have never come. I wish this day would have never come where I received my book of deeds in my left hand. And then they're saying things of regret. Then at that time, they're making statements of loss that I wish this day would have never come. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. This is the third group. So the first group is the group on the right. The second group, the group on the left. And then there is the elite group, السابقون السابقون. Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. This is the group of people who are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then says, فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. They are going to be in the eternal bliss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. This is a group of people that majority of them will come from the earlier generations. And many of the ulama have speculated exactly what does this mean. And many ulama have drawn to the conclusion of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he says, "Khayrul quruni qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum." That the best of generations are those generations that come after me, and then after that, and after that. Meaning, the best of those are those who came earlier on, meaning the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also says in the Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah, this is another ayah of the Quran that backs up this ayah, that those who are the السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Once again, you know, you'll find many ayat of the Quran, they explain other ayat of the Quran. So when Allah says in the Quran, As-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon, the question may appear, who are the as-sabiqoon, as-sabiqoon? In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the muhajirin and the ansar. However, there should be no loss, no hope lost on our part. Why? Because Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And anyone else who follows the footsteps of the Sahaba, they are in this group also. And who are those? Allah then says, when He says, ثُلَّةٌ مِنْ أَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ آخِرِينَ عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَةٍ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Allah then explains in Surah Waqi'ah, these are people who are going to be lying. They're going to be on comfortable chairs and sitting in front of each other. And they're going to have servants who are going to serve them continuously. And this will be their affairs for eternity. Now we also find a very similar kind of division amongst the people in Surah Al-Fatir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا. In Surah Waqi'ah, this division of the three groups is in the hereafter. But in this dunya also, a very similar division. Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي. Those who we have entrusted, those who are the inheritors of this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are divided into three groups. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي. There are those amongst the creation of Allah, those who continuously commit ظُلْم against themselves. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدُ. The ulama, they say that this word, muqtasid, means those who do good, but not at the highest level. Those who do good, and they commit sins. And then they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they will do good for a bit. And then again they commit sins. This is the second category. But then Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But there's another group that always is ahead of the pack. This is another group that's always leading the rest of the others in terms of doing good. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So that is why Allah is telling us that in this dunya, there's a group always of those who are always ahead of the rest of the community. And even the hereafter, there's going to be that same group who are going to be classified as as-sabiqun as-sabiqun. Now the question is that how do we understand as-sabiqun as-sabiqun? When we say the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one thing that we find very common is that it is easy to go along with what everyone is saying. This is something that we see very common in society. If one person is saying something, if 10 people are saying the same thing, whether it is right or wrong, it's a common trend in the world that we live in, that you go with the flow. You don't want to go against the current. You don't want to go against the trend of society. Why? Because if you go against the trend of society, then you are considered as an outclass. You're considered as a person who is different. What we have learned from our deen is, and from the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, is that those of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they were those who stood up when the time was needed. For example, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, everyone was saying, you know, when the Prophet came back from Isra and Miraj, you had a lot of Muslims who were just early Muslims. They had just converted to Islam. They were just new Muslims. And the Quraysh were going to them and telling them that your Prophet is saying, last night he went from here to Aqsa, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would say, oh, you know, the Prophet is saying this? They believe in the Prophet, but they had perhaps some doubts here and there. They were like, you know, they were little on the fence when they came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is called sabiqun bil khayrat. When no one believes, for you to say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everyone is saying, I don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him to say, no, I believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is called sabiqun bil khayrat. This is the meaning of moving and being ahead of the pack. When people are not willing to give, and some of the sahaba would come forward and they would give, when no one else was giving, this is sabiqun bil khayrat bi'idhnillah. When people are saying that, when people don't want to do something, and they're very, you know, they're very, perhaps, they're afraid of the criticism of others, such as Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when the time came to do hijrah to Medina, what did he say? All the other sahaba, they are afraid. All the other sahaba are making hijrah privately to Medina. What did Umar ibn Khattab say? I'm coming to Mecca. I'm coming in this place. Anyone who has a problem with me doing hijrah, come here. Anyone whose wife wants to become a widow, anyone whose children wants to become an orphan, come here. This is sabiqun bil khayrat bi'idhnillah. These sahaba, they taught us, when no one trusted, they trusted. When no one was willing to fight on the side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they stood up. When the Ansar, when they were approached by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ansar had an agreement with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you fight in Medina, we will fight with you. But if you go outside of Medina, we don't have to fight with you. When the time came for Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he approached the Sahaba, and the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, even if you have to go to the ends of the earth, we're going to be with you to the ends of the earth." This is sabiqun bil khayrat bi'idhnillah. Now, today in our life, how do we do this? Whenever in our family, no one wants to do the right thing. You know, we know that to be the outspoken one, for you to be the person who stands by the haqq, you go against your family. that means that you stand up for Allah's sake and you say, I will do the right thing because this is what my Allah and my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants. This is sabiqun bil khairat bi idhnillah. When people in your family, when you know how many times I've had even girls who come to me, my family does not want me to do hijab. I tell them, you do the hijab. You observe the hijab. This is sabiqun bil khairat bi idhnillah. When a lot of times in our families, when they don't want to do the right thing and you stand by what is right, you stand by what is right, this is sabiqun bil khairat bi idhnillah. Because it is easy, once again, to go with the flow, but to go against the current for Allah's sake is always very difficult. But this is why these people are the ones who are always ahead of the pack. So that is why whenever there's an opportunity to do something that is right, wallahi, we need to stop worrying about what other people are saying. This is one thing that we always have. The biggest problem that we have today, and one of the biggest problems that we have today in our Muslim community is that whenever we want to do something that is right, and yes, deep down in our heart, we know that sometimes we're doing things wrong. We know that we want to do the right thing, but we don't have that courage. You know why? Because we're always thinking about what others are going to say. How many times in our family matters, what are people going to say? Why? Because we're so desperate for other people's approval, but we're not desperate for the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we always do what is right, and we always remain ahead of the pack. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are the as-sabiqun as-sabiqun. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who remain on the haq, no matter what the haq is, but remain on the haq at all times. Us and our upcoming generations, inshallah. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un walladhina hum 'anil laghwi mu'ridun walladhina hum liz-zakati fa'ilun والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين.